Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Blessing everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is September 5th, 2018 and we are here in Israel recognizing the time of joy and the time of remembering, the time that passed and the time that we are hopeful for the future. It's a time where, you know, 9/11 happened not so long ago and we have to recognize the threat. And a new year, the Jewish New Year that we celebrate for 2,000 years, that remind us all that there is hope. See, hope is something that we always have to consider, strive, and remember because we are together in this world and whatever we do influence each other. Now, today we're going to talk about the threat of the cybersecurity and what the world is actually doing and the challenges that we all face and the policymaker are lacking as normal. More of that, we're going to talk about the incredible amount of abducted people all around the globe that this year alone, globally, we're talking between 90 million to 110 missing human being around the globe. Something that it's devastating. If you would talk that it's a war, it's a kind of a war that nobody mentioned. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the new year and what's the fruitful hard work of the past will flourish this year, hopefully, for the Jewish people and the Jewish land. And also the, you know, incredible advancement that we did together with the rest of the world. Beacon to of light, a light upon nation, that's our duty. That is what we are for here in Israel. And I hope that you enjoyed this show. I hope you can call in. I have no other guests that I can call off that I want to. I want to talk to you. I want you to tell me what you think about this missing people. I want you to be a part of it. This is our new year. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire news, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. Thank you so much for our friends, our guests, our beloved, you know, friends in the chat room who always, always mean so much to me, especially when we say that I win against the hearing of the Senate. That's super, because it's really interesting, and I hope that they confirm the Judge Kavanaugh. And we're sending him from Israel all our best to a successful hearing and successful confirmation. Now, let's keep on going. Today, we have friends from United States, Canada, Israel, Spain, United Kingdom, Germany, Argentina, Norway, South Africa, Sweden, and Australia. Love you guys all. Keep up the good work. We have a lot to do and a lot to cover. But let's take it one step at a time. Okay, first of all, you know, Israel, the Jewish state is, and the Jewish people all around the world, will celebrate next Sunday, the starting of a new year. It means that whoever is a Jewish friend of yours, he might ask you for forgiveness, and you shall ask him for forgiveness too. So you guys are, you know, coordinate the balance of recount between you, so you can start anew. It's a great thing to start afresh and create a new situation, a new atmosphere. Business sometimes goes like this and friendship goes that way. And you know what? Just make friends. It's worth it. It doesn't worth to keep it going, because the grinding is a killer. The grinding makes you old, unhappy, and not very satisfied. So you better say, I'm sorry, especially to your loved one, and start all over again. So on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to celebrate between our friends, our family, and we're going to eat, you know, like honey with apples, all kind of represent the symbolism of food, symbolic food to recognize the new year that may to be fruitful, sweet, lavish, and nice among friends and family. Now, more on that. Between then, immediately after, we have 9/11, and 9/11 is a day that we all commemorate the loss of endless account of lives, you know, that were lost in one day, when the Twin Tower got attacked and collapsed. And I remember that day very vividly, because I was in the USA and I went to the University of South Carolina having, you know, biology test. So sure enough, we were really confused, but I had it clear. And, you know, because when you see a terror attack on life, CNN were showing it on live, the second plane hit the tower on live TV. That was their realization that the attack was happening, and I knew that before we know it, we're going to go all to alert and emergency situation. But the question was, why it took so long for America to recover was not easy to ask, but I had to go around and try to shake people up to make sure that they are getting their life together and keep on going, because it wasn't easy, it wasn't funny, it was crazy. So I would go around and ask them, come on, let's do business, let's work, don't keep on going, we are on alert. And the question was, why nobody told us that they're gonna attack us? You know what? It was a good question. We never knew who knew it, but we know something about it. And that's where we're gonna derive the lesson of today. We know that there were information on FBI's and or CIA informants that created some kind of understanding, but nobody interpreted it. So the idea that we have access today on the cyber world to so much information, we can penetrate, infiltrate, do whatever we want, store, search, whatever we can. Doesn't mean that we're going to prevent the next attack. And the next attack is clear, present, dangerous today world. And you know why? Because the why is what they are after. If in 9/11 they want to demonstrate the world that we are coming in the face and despite America, here they're coming after the capitalism. And every capitalist nation, which we know exactly who they are, who hold some kind of source of database that related to finance, should be aware that the cyberspace is completely infiltrated and completely transparent for the hackers to come in. Sure enough, you know, I just want to tell you that there are also goody-two-shoes that send along some information, but what they did something very wrong. They spread also top secret information on the media. And what happened is they're still there. Those information is still there. So bad people can tap into them. And we need to make sure that we have a plan. Now, what is a plan to take over the cybersecurity? Because I've been through the law of the land, of Israel land on cybersecurity. I've been looking also into the laws, some of them, not really. I didn't go, you know, I need to go and sit down and start doing it like I know to do best and find out the loopholes. And I realized that the policy members have nothing to do with the mechanism. They really don't get it. And when you provide information, when you sponsor information, when you collect information, you must know how it works. It's not like, okay, this is a building 1, 2, 3, this will be connected. No. We all connected. And this internet of ours is beautiful because it connects the world. However, the bad guys are coming to play, and the bad guys just broke into the Spanish bank. This week we heard that there was like another European bank that was under threat, and I went into the information about what they do for the ransom, right? They hold information, they ask for ransom, and what they do. So the tool to create this ransom is the Bitcoin. Those coins that they are underground, as far as I'm concerned, you have to purchase them and then you pay them. And I'm saying to you guys, that's where we have to cut the line or put the line in the sand and saying this is not the way we operate. This is not the way we are going to let our financial system goes. We need to take charge. And if somebody is not capable of, do change them. If the organization that monitor your security is not good enough, change them. If the banking system, by all means, thinks that they are covered, you guys are surprisingly genuine, because nobody is protected. Nobody can say you can facilitate. Even the Chinese know that. The Chinese, that they are paranoid, and they know that they cannot control. Of course, it's not funny, but this is the time where America, you saw the American information, 9/11, that's where I'm going back to the saying, 9/11 happened when we knew all the information. So now you know all this information on the cybersecurity, and you realize nothing. You didn't do nothing, and the world is open. So let's see if America is open, if the European Union is completely in oblivious, because somebody was saying they're in a coma. That's where its responsibility starts. They need to wake up. All of us need to wake up, and we have to make a center of global security. Now, if Macron had this idea in the start to make a center, he needs to implement it in Europe. If America, if Donald Trump is doing it, it will be recorded as the one that safeguarded the economy again and again. And I know that he's having a hard time. I know he's having an incredible hard time, and I feel for that. And I wish him all the best. And I really, really care to tell them all that whoever come after Donald Trump come from a political reason. He's not coming because the guy is corrupt, because I still want to look when Russia become enemy that you're not supposed to talk to. Just immediately after you pass uranium to them, or you pass the chemical weapon of Syria in there, after that, they start being an enemy all of a sudden. They're not supposed to talk to them or make any friendship. That's the bizarre question that I always have. And I said, when you start to investigate Hillary Trump, about Uma Abedin or whatever it is, what happened to that investigation? She's on free, and now we started to investigate Donald Trump. Girl, yeah, right, funny. All right, guys, I don't want to run on my time as usual, because I do that sometime from the excitement. That's why I start very mellow, because I can go not sometimes on the issues. And, you know, the next issue will be something that we all have to get nuts about. And it's the incredible amount of people that are being abducted and vanished from our world. This is a slavery all again. This is sex trafficking. This is molestation of children. This is abuse of labor. We need to talk Turkey. So, Larry, Donald, if you guys want to chat with me on that after the break, please do that. And I'm here waiting for you. All right, we'll be back after this. Thank you.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, we have some friends, great friends in the chat room that join us and talk to us and tell us how they feel. And one of our best friend is Larry. Larry from Kansas. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, and thank you, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir. So tell me. You said such a beautiful thing about us, you know, that, like, you know, it's worth listening to me instead of the hearing in the Senate. That's a big compliment, sir.
Well, I meant it as a compliment, and I'll tell you, until they start handling some of those demonstrators instead of just letting them get away with disrupting the whole thing, I'm not going to watch it. I'm putting senatorial hearings right now in the same category as Nike tennis shoes. I don't want any part of them for a while.
Unbelievable. I can't believe they went there. What a bad move. What a bad move.
Well, I don't know. I would hope it was a bad move, and I hope it cost them money. But if you and I are wrong, and that approach they take to disrespect the country and the flag makes money for them, then we are in deep trouble. And I'm kind of suspicious.
I trust America. I do
that?
Trust Americans. You know, Americans have a really a logic mind. They do have a set of value that is really strong. So they like to shake us up sometimes, but the people will resist. Don't worry about that. But let's talk about the issue that I wanted to talk about: abduction of children, women, men. Do you know the statistics says that worldwide right now we have between 90 to 110 million people missing around the world, the globe. 100 million people are missing. And the world of the media
is...
It's like you're talking about World War. This is like how many times World War?
You know what I think one of the main problems is with that? I think political correctness around the world and this moral relativism, we have this old idea that, well, that's a different culture. They get to do what they want in their culture, and we'll mind our own business. And it's like a Holocaust for women and female children, most of the world.
Larry, so let me tell you the numbers in America. Only in 2017, the statistic. In under 21 years old, we have 232,000 male under 21 disappeared, missing, and female 260 1,977 in 2017.
It's incredible.
You mean like a half a million children under 21 are missing last year. And over,
incredible. 21, I don't know what to say
we have
about
96,000 male and 61,888 women. It means like 150 more over. So we are missing in 2017 650,000 human being, and the world is talking if Donald Trump say ha ha who. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's right.
I don't know where the reasoning is, but Larry, help me out. How can we shake them up?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe there's a little momentum in this country right now, in the Middle East, and there's an awareness in Asia that times are changing. And I hate to brag on our President Trump, but I think he represents the momentum and the movement forward that's going to make a lot of improvement in a lot of these things. And you talk about missing women and girls. I would bet you if you could investigate it and find out which politically oriented movements are actually behind that, the women's groups here in the United States would stand up and protect the groups at the detriment of the girls and the women who are disappearing. And that's
unbelievable. I think that all the women movement should take a little pass backwards and says mea culpa because they didn't do right. They didn't present the case. They didn't talk. And, you know, in America, you can use the media. You can use the news. You can write to the editor. You are a free camper to use every social media. Instead of talking about chocolate cakes, please spend the time, one time of the day, to ask, where are all those girls? How can we keep them safe?
Because the women's groups and a lot of rights groups, they really have a different agenda than what they put forth to the public. It's just like civil rights groups that supposedly protect minority group rights. They're just scamming those people to get their vote and get money. That's all there is to it. And a lot of minority groups in the United States right now are very, very quietly easing on over to the right side, and they're voting for Trump. And don't believe any of these polls you hear about how their opinion is in the minority group communities, because the polls are inaccurate.
They're true, not just this. They, from so many years, the liberal Democrats said that we protect minority, and instead took advantage of them.
But
then the Republicans start getting more and more black people joining forces, getting elected, getting to the Senate. You know, the Senate seat in South Carolina that was evacuated by Jim DeMint was, a black man got it. Mr. I think Smith got it. Whatever it is important to understand that we need to transfer America to a different level of consciousness, that the Democrats are selling the movie. We are actually creating life. We are doing
the reality. They're controlling the children and their value system. They're learning their value system from the movies. They've forgotten their tradition. They don't want to hear about that anymore. And that starts in the family. Every mother and father, when they get up in the morning, they should start talking to their own children. Don't turn it over to the public school. You'll have a bunch of commies for kids if you do that.
Yeah, and especially we have, last week we just learned that in Israel, every Friday, the little children in the kindergarten, they pretend to light candle and make a blessing on the challah, on the bread, saying for citing some of the Jewish tradition. And now they're trying to ban it from the Jewish state. Do you believe it? You're not allowed to practice Judaism.
I do believe it, and it worries me, and it scares me, and I'll pray that it happens the other way, the opposite way. That's all I can do, and run my mouth on the radio, too. I'll do that, too.
And you're doing a good job, Larry, might say so.
Well, thank you.
It's always good.
And you're doing a heck of a job on this program, too.
I hope so. I'm trying to keep it going and see what's happening and what's really important. I'm always with you, America, and I always, always love to talk to you. And whatever it is, keep me in mind. You can call upon me anytime. I'm here, and I love to talk to you. All right?
I certainly appreciate that, and I appreciate you and the program, too. So I'll hang up now and let Donald Trump call in.
All right, let Donald call.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you,
thank you very much, and shalom.
Shalom uvracha. Bye, sweetie. All right, guys. So we have still have time, and yes, I hope Donald will push the chat button and call me in. That would be incredible. Now let's talk. The idea of women vanishing, that they are being sold to the Arab nation, we know, for to the sheikhs and whatever, and I'm not blaming any country in particular, but this is a modus operandi. We know that we have women that are sold and men to prostitution, and we have children, and all of them also with hard labor. I think yeah, Donald, I'll put you on the spot. Please just ring. Push the button. Let's see what happens. Surprise. Nothing. We're running out of time. Come on, don't do that. Okay. 3 minutes less. We can handle you for a minute. Come on. So we have to decide how we're gonna do it. You know why? Because we should. Those children there, over there, kidnapped. Those women, boys, they're crying for our help. If you didn't hear their prayer, they did pray. They did pray for us to hear them. They're calling the world, saying, impossible, the world doesn't care if we're here. It's impossible that 100 million vanishing soul, nobody remember to call upon them and look on them. Do you know how many mothers died already from heartache? Do you know how many fathers are smileless because they cannot see their children? Do you know how many women disappear and never got to be married with children? How can we let this go on? Why this world of ours is so pathetic to this? How come? How come we don't care? So I care today, and I pray for all the soul. I wish we can make this revolution. I wish we can see them all free. I wish that they get up tomorrow morning and decide to break free from the ever whatever obstacle they had. Maybe God will shine the light on them and give them the opportunity to run free. Because freedom is the most expensive entity in the world, and expensive, it most cherished, it's the most important thing. I really, really have to go to a break, and we'll be back after this. Thank you.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis. We are trying to reach my friend, the judge, that just called. I hope we're getting the right number. And let's see if we can get him on the show. Three-star general and a judge in the USA. incredible story to tell, an incredible man to follow, a friend, a buddy, and incredible talent of judicial level. It's not easy to gather so much knowledge. And the knowledge is important for us when we look at the reality that we are living in. And the reality is what's right and what's wrong. And I'm going to start because I don't know if I called the right number to him, but let's give it a try. The situation right now, Donald Trump decided to make an offer to the Palestinians saying, why you and the Jordanian won't make a confederation and join forces? And Abbas, the leader of the Palestinians, said, no, only if Israeli have a confederation. Now, what part of a Jewish state they don't get? Because a Jewish state, it means that it's Jewish and there is nothing Jewish by a Muslim state. So let's say we pass. But the idea to have a beautiful confederation between the Jordanian and the Palestinian, it's a fait accompli already. And why is that? Because 80% or 75% of the Palestinians are living in Jordanian. And more of them, even though that the king, King Hussein gave all of them, all the Palestinian citizenship, Jordanian citizenship. The actual king right now wanted to withdraw the citizenship from the leadership of the Palestinians, something that it doesn't work because you cannot make them refugee now. You cannot turn a refugee. You just take the license, the citizen away from them. For no reason, no grounds, let's say. So the fact of the matter is, why do we have Jordan? Why Jordan exists at all? Why in the world do we have a state called Jordan when in 1923, in the San Remo Accord, the land of Palestine then was the territory of the old Jewish state, was designated to the Jewish people. And only after a negotiation between the English and the Arabs on the ground and the Sheikh from the Saudis, they decided to create some Hashemite kingdom. Now, this Hashemite kingdom was supposed to dignify all the local Arabs. For some reason, they decided they're going to dignify those Arabs, but not all of them. And whoever stayed behind the borders are refugees. However, they're going to give them a Palestinian passport. How it works? You see, the beautiful thing about the truth, it must come out sometimes. It must come out and it doesn't. And this time, this time it does. It comes true. And when you say, when you ask a Palestinian who was your founding father, you can say Arafat, but Arafat was 1968. There was no Palestinian before the Jewish state. The Jewish state, even as it is, was built in 48. They don't even precede the actual Jewish state. Forget the rest of it. Now they said Palestine was conquered by the Brits. Which all that the Palestine was conquered by the Brits from the Turks. They're trying to invent this story that is not real, and now the truth got revealed itself. They didn't have coins, they didn't have books, they don't have any history. It was only a group that decided to make a movement. A movement is right, yeah. But please don't call it a country. Please don't call it a national home. It doesn't. And that's why they cannot create it. You cannot create something that never exists. You have to invent it. And if you don't have invest in it, you cannot create it. So this confederation between the Jordanian and the Palestinian actually are a good result. But it's up to the Jordanian to say, good, it's going to happen. Good, we can make it, or good, we cannot. But the truth of the moment is that the Israeli are really, they're not ready to talk this way, because then the action needs to be implemented in a different level. But before we finish with this, I want to tell you that this is the ultimate solution, because they're going to be, at the end of the day, taken care of. That's what we want. We want people to be responsible over people. You know, give it 50 years. If it won't work, you can ask liberation from there. But till then, you have to be submerging yourself with some other property and management that can cover yourself. You can build and grow, and you will see it. All right. Now let's talk about the rest of this time segment that I'm missing already, you know, because it takes me a week to come back and talk to you again. And life in this world is crazy. We have races for the municipalities. But we need some kind of resources to come to the ground and make some kind of a conference and talk about what's the beauty of the world is going to be. And for some reason people forget that I am on show in this time. And they've been on the show. Anyway, I want you to remember, you can reach me, always leave a message here, or leave find me, Orly Benny Davis, on Facebook or LinkedIn. Call upon me if you need some reference or anything in the state of Israel. I'm here for you. I love you. I want you to be happy here. I want you to know that we are together in this. We are not going to let go. We are going to win this role of craziness. But we need to be vigilant. We need to cover the bases on the internet. We need to create this task force for cybersecurity. If people don't do that, you can do it. You start working together and working a plan. Every country needs to have a center command of cyber, and we're all going to meet and talk. I know there is a conference in Italy, some. I wish I could go, but I don't think so. We need to go and talk Turkey, all right? And we have a lot of work to do. So I wish you peace, love, and happiness. I wish you tender life. I wish you a beautiful weekend. And I hope that this year that coming upon the Jewish people will cover this world with a lot of light, with a lot of grace, and God forgiveness, because we need to ask forgiveness from God, because we ain't perfect, and you know that. So we're asking forgiveness. I'm asking sorry from whoever I hurt and I did not recognize or didn't do well, good enough for them. And I hope that this year will bring us together as friendship, and we can see you all in Jerusalem building a lot of hotels, facilitate center of intelligence, information, business, culture, spiritual, art, music, performance, dancing, incredible art and crafts all over for the kids, and also a lot of science. And I know they're going to invest a lot of money in satellites, so may they go to the moon victorious, as always. It's our life, and we're going to make it happen. It's our life, and we are going to be there for that. We can do it. And yes, Lara, I know you're doing plenty good. God dang, bless you guys. And Donald, be here every time we are here. We hopefully see all happy and victorious on the other side, you know, in Israel one day soon. Okay, so be cool, keep it up. I know that I'll see you soon, sometimes in Israel. I have no question and no doubt about it. And I want you to know that David is from Dallas. David, call me. I have a minute to go. Talk to me.
Hey, I'm kind of late in my call, but I was wondering, though, do you know any? Have you heard any specifics about what the Trump plan is going to be? Is it going to be this confederation between Jordan and the Trump, and then the Palestinian territories, or how would that work? Would they be citizens of Jordan?
The work is really simple. If you have 80% of the population made of Palestinian, there is not much to create. It's already there. It's only to be in accord. They are trying to talk about power. And if we are finishing this next week, God bless, we can call, you can call, and we can talk about it. And I'll look for specifics, and we can do it, David. And thank you so much, David from Dallas. I appreciate your call. But it's a really, really important message to the world. We can make it happen if we wish. God bless you all. We have to wrap it up. Talk to you next week. Ciao, ciao, everybody. Bye-bye.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.